something to pray, especially when you got a whole lot of people that need to be prayed for. You know, you at work, you're doing things. Sometimes it can be a little bit tough for you, you know, but I know somebody prayed for me, so I thank God for you this morning. I want to thank the Lord for just saving my soul. Thank God for one day coming to a nightclub, pulling me out. He didn't pull me out. He didn't have to pull me out. He drew me out. You know, he didn't make me come out of that club. So I want to thank him. I do remember that day. I won't ever forget that day, sitting in a club on my way to hell. And he came and he just spoke to me three times. And on that third time, on that third day, I rose and got out. He rose on the third day, and on that third time, I rose too and got right on out of that club. So I just thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with his precious spirit. He is great, and he's greatly to be praised. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing. I thank God for, I was just thinking about Miss Simone. She's just a little bitty girl, little bitty baby. And now she says she's a nurse. That is amazing. Boy, and that wasn't right. That wasn't too long ago. And my God, so I'll be calling you, Simone. What should I do about this? What you think I ought to do about that? Oh. Well, I got a bunch of them two coming, so I still be calling. I got a bunch of them on the way still. So you hear from Brother Al. You might get tired of them. May the Lord bless you and open up your own business, you know, because we need saved people in those positions. And I thank the Lord also for what he spoke to me this morning, and his sister get up and just confirm the word. Jackie, you will be preaching. You probably ain't heard what you said when you testifying. Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I mean when I testify, when I preach to people. Did you hear that, Pastor? I heard it because I was down this morning asking the Lord, Lord, you raise us up. Not y'all, raise us up, because there are some more ministries in here. There are some more preachers. That's why I said, Lord, I believe there's some more preachers in here. There's some more teachers in here. And not by trade, by the Spirit. There's more. There's more in this house. And when she stood up and said, I know she didn't hear herself about preaching. I said, well, Lord, there it is. There that other preacher is then. And I know it's some more. Sister Gwen, you ain't just been called to take care of nobody. You've been called to carry something. Carry that word because it's in you. Dee Dee, you've been called to teach. I know you work. God working on you back there. So the ministries are here. You know, we just got to stir up those gifts. We got to stir them up. Yes, we do. So I'm going to be reading out the book of Joshua. It's funny that you all was singing about the blood, because I'm going to preach a little bit about the blood. Joshua 2, if you will, go with me. Well, I thank the Lord that I am feeling well. Glad to see Brother Clay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank God for my wife. She a nurse too. She a doctor. She tell a doctor what to do. No, see, you ain't going to take that. No, this is what you need to do. I say, but the doc, no, I know what they said, but no, you ain't, look, give me that. You're not taking that. So, all right, yeah, she a doctor. She got her doctor's degree from somewhere, I don't know. But God is good. He know what to do. I know the Lord be talking to her, so I have to obey on those things. You hear me, Pastor? On those things. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you yet again, Lord, for allowing me to stand in the stead of our pastor, our leader. I thank and praise you for your word, Father. I pray, God, that you would use me, God. I pray, God, that you move me out the way, Father. God, move this flesh, God, and move me in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. Help me, God, to encourage your people on this morning, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen. Joshua 2, starting with the very first verse. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told of the king Jericho, saying, behold, there came men hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went out, I would not pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them. And the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them up on the roof. And she said to the men, I know that the Lord had given you the land, and that your terror is fallen up on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of Amorites that were on the other side Jordan's, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth. What I want to go back to is the king heard that there were men came to search out the land, and immediately, never saw this before, immediately he goes right to Rahab. Where they at? Why would he go to Rahab and nobody else? Because the type of house that she had. That's the reason why I believe he had asked Rahab. That's the first place most men gonna stop. And verse 11 said, because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven and in earth. God did all kinds of wonders for the children of Israel. And Rahab and the city of Jericho, they heard about all the wonders and all the mighty things that God did because of them. You know, he dried up the Red Sea, and he kept them in the wilderness. He led them there, and he kept them in the wilderness. Their feet didn't outgrow the shoes, and their clothes didn't outgrow their clothes. And he kept them by fire by night, and he kept them by cloud by day. You know, he destroyed kings because of them. God did so many great things because of you, Rahab said. And God is no respecter person. I want you to know this morning, just because of you, my brothers and sisters, you are God's children, he will do the same thing for you. Remember that God loves you. And he loves you with an unfailing love. And verse 12 reads, now, did I get there that fast? Yes, I did. Now, therefore, I pray you swear unto me. Wait a minute. Let's go back. I'm sorry. I stopped at 9. Let's start at 10. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. There it is for you again. God just does so much for us, don't he? You know, how could he not deserve the praise that we give him? God deserves all the praise. That is verse 12. I'm sorry. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. She said, look, there, since I've showed you this kindness, you got to show me some kindness unto my father's house. And she said, give me not just a token. Give me a true token. Give me something. Rahab wanted something, a symbol or a pledge or something that represents their true, sincere, a mark or something that she wanted from these men. She just didn't want no word. Well, you know, some people, the words are just ain't good no more today. You know, everybody, the word ain't good. So she said, you give me something. And so their words, she wanted something more than just the words. She wanted a symbol, a mark, a representation of what they was telling her that they would do for her. And God is marking his people today. You know, he didn't give them what God didn't give us what he gave, what they gave her in Jericho. And so in verse 13 reads, and that ye will save alive my father house. You will save alive my father and my mother, my brother, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. It sounds like this woman knew what she was talking about, you know. And the men answer her, our lives for your lives. If ye utter not this our business, and it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by the cord through the window, for her house was upon the tall wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get ye to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned. And afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, he said, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou hast, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brother, and all the father's household home unto thee. Now, scarlet, it has a few representations. The first representation I want to make known to you, it's associated with morally sin, you know, and particularly prostitution and adultery. Now, here it is that they told her to put this scarlet thread in the window. She could have, you know, she knew what that mean. She knew what type of house she was living in. You know, they told her to put this thing in her window. Rahab could have said, what are you talking about? What you mean, put this in there? Because what you trying to associate with me with? You know, sometimes people don't want to tell the truth on themselves. But she knew that her house was out of order. And let me remind you that God wasn't coming to Jericho just because of Rahab. We hear about Rahab. He was coming because of Jericho as a whole. Jericho was a wretched city. But here we got one person in that city knew, just like everybody else. She said, we heard what God done for you. We heard that he dried up the Red Seas. We heard that he defeated kings. We heard about all this stuff, but only her met these men of God and made a pact with them. And so she knew that she needed help, her and her family. See, all kind of things probably was going on in their house, and no doubt that she knew that God's judgment was coming to Jericho, because Jericho, like I said, it was a wretched city. First, you got to understand that Jericho also, it means a city of moons. The name lunar deity. It's a lunar deity. They didn't serve God in that city. They were serving these moon gods and all of this stuff that was going on. You know, it wasn't because of Rahab by herself. As a whole, the city was in trouble. As a whole, the church is in trouble. As a whole, our cities are in trouble. As a whole, the towns are in trouble. We just in trouble as a whole in this world. You know, can you imagine what might been going on in that house? You know, what, can you imagine what might been going on in that city? We talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, but what about Jericho? God ain't in the business of just destroying folk. He's not in the business of just tearing down walls. He got a reason why he does what he do. And we got to understand that God was coming to clean. He was coming to sweep over that city. We ask God all the time, Lord, sweep over the city. We got to be careful about what we ask in God. We got to be careful about what we say to God. God was finna sweep over that city. But somebody had the mind to go to God and repent. That's all Rahab was doing. She said, look here. Let's go up to verse 18. She said, behold. They said, behold, when we come in this land, bind this line of scarlet thread so we can identify you. We want to know, make sure we don't come into your house and destroy your house. God wants you to bind not the scarlet thread over your life, over your house. He wants you to bind the blood of Jesus over your house. He wants you to bind the blood of Jesus over your doorpost. Not just you, but your house. She was interceding for her father's house. She said, not my house, my father's house. We need to have the blood of Jesus applied to us, not just for us. We're applying the blood of Jesus just for your sons. Some might be for your mamas, for your daughters, for your grandchildren, for your grandmothers. We don't know what was going on in Rahab's house. We don't know what's going on in a whole lot of houses here. It, you know, she had a harlot house. You know, that's being kind. You know, we call them houses. You know, they call them whore houses. You know, it may not be a harlot house. It may be a drug house. It may be a gambling house. It may be a house of thieves. It can be any kind of house, but all unrighteousness is sin. But this woman recognized that she was living in sin. She wasn't living right. We got to recognize when we ain't doing right. We got to know that God ain't going to put up with our sin. Yes, you called by his name. Say, if my people, which are called by my name, will seek my face. But God, since you're called by him, he requires that you live right. He requires that we live right. Not just you. He requires that the whole city live right. This ain't the first time that they wanted that Jesus, the Lord came through and swept over the city. He did it back in Exodus. He told them, look, apply the blood over your doorpost. And when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And you take a lamb. What I like about God, he's so good. You know, he thinks about everybody. He said, you take a lamb, not just for you, take it for your household. And that's what they gave her. They gave her a thread for her household, for everybody under the house. No doubt, the daddy was a harlot. The mama was a harlot. Maybe the sisters. She put everybody in there, didn't she? Say, my father's house, my father, my mother, my brothers, my sister, and all that they had, you know. Nieces, my nephews. Lord, don't skip over nobody. You know, because look, when you come here, I know you come to destroy some stuff. You come to get rid of sin. And that's what God's going to do. God's going to come one day. We keep hearing that he's going to crack that sky. Yes, God is going to come one day, but you better have the blood of Jesus applied to your house. And don't think that just because it's applied to your house that your kids ain't going to come in, that your mama ain't going to come in, your sister ain't going to come in, your brothers ain't going to come in, and all that they have. Count them all in. Don't leave nobody out. Count them all. They may have backslidden, but count them all in. Because when God said he see the blood, he's going to pass over. But you got to stay under the blood of Jesus. That's what don't you come out, Rahab. You stay under that. You stay in that house where we can see that stream. Because if anybody come out, their blood is going to be up on their head. That means they part of this sin now. So you got to stay in the house of God. That's why we go to church. Another reason why, if y'all listen out there, y'all know who I'm talking about. That's why we go to church. And so she was in a form of repenting. And so that's why they told her to put this scarlet thread up there. And they knew what type of house that she was in. She knew what type of house that she was in. But also the scarlet thread was also used for cleansing. In the book of Leviticus chapter 14, 4, if you want to know, it reads, "Then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed." That lady knows her house need to be clean. And we know some of our houses need to be clean too. Our house ain't swept clean all the way. We know we got to sweep all of that sin, all that leaven got to be out. It's got to get out. And he said, the priest shall take for him to be, take for him that is to be clean, two birds alive and clean. They got to be clean birds, cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. This was a way of cleansing leprosy. This was a way of getting things cleansed. And all of that represent is the cross that Jesus was on. The two birds, let me explain this to you a little bit. The two birds, they had to have two birds back then. They had to be clean. One they killed and one they kept alive. And I asked, Lord, why did they keep one alive? Well, Jesus represented both of those birds. Well, we know Jesus, he died on the cross. We know he rose again on the third day. That cedar wood was the cross that he hung up on. You know, the scarlet represented the blood that ran from him. But the two birds got me. I said, why two birds, Lord? Back then, they had to use the two birds. One had to die to show us the shadow of things to come, to show them the shadow of things to come. One bird had to die that represented Jesus. Jesus died one day. But that bird that they left alive, they sprinkled the blood on him. The blood went on the live bird and they let him go. That was the bird that resurrect. Jesus, they know if they kill the bird, that bird ain't going to resurrect. So God told them, take two birds. Let you know that when this one die, that one going to fly away and take away your sin. So when Jesus come, when he died and rise again, he's going to take away your sin. So also the scarlet represented cleansing. This woman knew that her house needed to be clean. I know that I need some things cleansed in my house. I know that there's some houses out here that need to be clean. You know, God spoke to Isaiah. He said, come, let us reason together. He says, said the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, but they shall be white as wool. Rahab knew that she needed help. Some people better recognize that they need help. You got to know that you need help. And all I'm trying to tell you this morning out of all of that we thank God for the blood of Jesus. It wasn't the scarlet thread that saved. It was the blood of Jesus. We don't need no scarlet thread today. All we got to do is apply the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus over your house. The blood do still work and the blood still has its power. It won't ever lose its power. We need the blood. We need the blood. We need to apply it over in our houses. We need to apply it on the jobs. We need to apply it in the streets. We need to apply it in the church. The blood needs to be flowed. So Rahab knew that she needed help. We got to recognize and know that when we need some help. Yeah, I know we believing. I know I'm believing. I know you believing for your household. But this is the time that we don't know when God is going to crack that sky. We don't know when he's going to come. We just got to plead the blood. And I say, Lord, the time is so short and the day is spent. As the Bible says, we got to really plead the blood. We got to ask God, Lord, cover our house, Lord. My kids may not be living in that house, but Lord, they're part of my house. Cover my children, Lord. Cover my children's children. We need to recognize the blood, not only on Easter Sunday, on Resurrection Day. That blood is what made you clean. That blood is what made me clean. That blood that gave me the power to stand up and have the courage to know that I am living, I'm doing right, and I'm right with him. It's the blood of Jesus. We just got to take the blood, and we know that it's the blood. That's the only way that we're going to get out of what we're in. That's the only way that our house is going to be saved. It's by the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we need to apply the blood. How can you apply the blood of Jesus? Can anybody help me? How can you apply the blood of Jesus? Lord, how do I apply this blood? I can get me a string and hang it in my window. But I need the blood, Jesus, over my doorpost. I can't go and kill no lamb. The lamb has already been slain. How do I apply this blood, Lord? It's easy. All you got to do is accept him. He said, believe on me. Believe on who the Father has sent. All you got to do is repent, be baptized, confess, and you have applied the blood of Jesus. It's simple. He don't make it hard no more. It is simple to apply the blood. Come up under God's covering. Come up under his blood. One day, saints of God, that it's going to rain one day. One day, not Joshua, not David, not all those saints that fought back then, God's angels gonna come and start reaping the harvest. That's why Jesus said, look, don't y'all pluck up none. Don't leave the wheat and the tare alone. Y'all cannot distinguish who's who. My angels, the angels gonna come and do the reaping. One day soon, saints of God, if the blood is not applied to your house, if it's not over your doorpost, if it's not over your heart, God is gonna come and sweep over this city. He's going to sweep with revival, but God is going, he got to clean it up first. Before the revival come, I believe it's got to be a cleansing. Something got to take place before revival. He got to wash you up. He got to get your mind right. He got to get your heart right. And the only way God can do that is by the blood. He got to cleanse you by the blood of Jesus. So he's going to sweep over this city. And all unrighteousness, all unrighteous liars, not just the harlots, not just the drug dealers, not just the drug users, not just the liars, not just the cheaters, not just the LGBTQT and all that plus and all of them all what they all stand. Not just them. All unrighteousness. Let your heart be right. Let whatever you do be sincere. This woman was sincere. She was, my God, she knew. See, we heard about it. So many people hear about what God does. The testimonies that we get, we heard about that. But yet they don't believe. This woman believed. And the whole city perished besides her house. God is a wonder. God want to save your house. And I know everybody here is saved, but somebody out there ain't saved. It's time to apply the blood. Get rid of that string and apply the blood of Jesus. Ask God to come into your heart. Ask God to save your soul. Ask God to save your children. Save your household. Don't leave nobody out. Ain't nobody that wretched where God can't save them. Ain't nobody that down where God can't pick them up. Ain't nobody that bad where God can't turn them around and make them good. Ain't nobody out there better than God. Nobody out there is better than God. Because Paul says, such was some of me, some of you. We were something else out there in the world. And sometimes we can get something else right now while we're saved. If God don't check our spirits. Sometimes we want to jump back into that old day. I was telling them this morning. I say my better days was when I was a sinner. I said, boy, if they'd have caught me in my better days. Whoo. But sometimes my better days be up in these days. And the Lord had to check my spirit. So God gonna check them spirits. He gonna get us right. Get rid of that thread and put the blood of Jesus over your house. Confess your sins. Confess that he is Lord. Make him the Lord of your life. God ain't playing with us. God is serious. And we can't be playing with him. We got to be serious with the Lord. If you are carrying the word of God, you're supposed to give the word of God. You got a testimony, give that testimony. I don't care how bad it is. Somebody waiting to hear that testimony. Somebody need to hear that testimony because some of these folk out here, just like I was one time, I thought I was the only one that did such and such and such that I did. Some folk are caught up because they don't want to look bad. They don't want nobody to frown on them. But give your testimony. Tell them how it's under the blood now. What you did back then, it's covered. What you did yesterday, if you repented, it's under the blood. It ain't going to be counted against you. If you was a whoremonger, it ain't going to be counted against you if you repent. If you were a dope dealer, it ain't going to be counted against you if you repent. If you were a drug or pusher, it ain't going to be counted against you. If you a liar, it ain't going to be counted against you if it's under the blood of Jesus. Bring it all under the blood. There's still room at the cross. He's still waiting. That's why he ain't came yet. He's still waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Young and old don't make no difference. This woman knew that she was in trouble. And thank God that we recognize when we are in trouble. Thank God that you recognize. You know how to get to the altar. You ain't got to wait till you get to church. Fall down on your knees right where you at. Repent and ask the Lord to forgive you. That's all I want to tell you this morning, saints of God. That it was the blood of Jesus that kept Rahab. It was the blood of Jesus that kept them in the wilderness. It was the blood of Jesus that they were applying. It's the blood of Jesus today. All day, every day. Cover us with the blood. That's why we pray, Lord. Hide us, Lord, under the blood. Not the cross, Lord. Hide me under the blood. Because when the devil see the blood, he gonna pass over me. He see the blood, he gonna pass over you. He can't touch the blood. He can't cross the bloodline. He cannot do it. He can't do it. God bless you this morning. That's all I had this morning. God bless you this morning. If anybody need the blood applied this morning, if you need a rededication this morning, here or there, come on up and we'll pray with you. If you need to come back, if you need something else from the Lord, we can plead the blood. Whatever you need, we'll come together and we'll pray. And plead the blood. Anybody need prayer? There's room at the cross. There's still room. There's time too. There's still time. God ain't in no hurry. There's still time. Hallelujah. There'll be nothing else. I'm not going to try to prolong this thing. I'm not going to try to prolong it. We're going to take the sacrament. I'm going to pass this mic to Pastor. We're going to do the sacrament. Anybody need anything? Anybody want to stand in the gap for somebody? Make up the heads for somebody? Anybody? Anybody want to repair a breach for somebody? Somebody standing in need. Yeah. Somebody.